Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about intellectual property. I want to talk about your intellectual property strategy. Do you have one? Well, that's what I want to talk about. Just hang out with me for a few minutes here. You know, for 10,000 years, business leverage, the way people used tools and resources to grow their business, has come in three different categories, three different asset categories. Muscle power was the first, human or animal. Second was tangible stuff, raw materials, buildings, inventory, machines, things like that. That's the tangible assets. And the third was intangible, patents, trademarks, copyrights, trade secrets, and other intellectual property. More recently, all the digital stuff, right? And, you know, they've been around, the first two around for millennia, right? The intangible, not, you know, maybe only for a few hundred years. But for most of history, business power was heavily weighted in on the first two categories, muscle and tangible. The first one was the strongest caveman and the biggest horses had the advantage, right? And then later the fastest ships and largest factories got to jump on the lesser competitors. For us small business owners, it sounded like this. We have the largest inventory in the Tri-County area. But as Kenneth Crozen revealed in a study he did, you remember Kenneth. Ken was a member of our Brain Trust intellectual property attorney. Well, he did a study back in the late 90s that really turned my head, and I've been reporting on it ever since. And he found that intangible assets became a powerful force in the second, in the third, the latter third of the 20th century. Intangible. He discovered that at the end of the 1970s, corporate balance sheets were represented by 80%. Tangible assets. Remember that? Raw materials, buildings, inventory, etc. 80% were tangible and only 20% were intangible, the IP stuff. But in 30 years, by 1997, the ratio of assets had essentially inverted to where 73% of corporate assets were intangible, like intellectual property, and the rest were tangible. Think about that, folks. The asset classes, the asset categories on corporate balance sheets had literally, essentially inverted in 30 years. So what I wanted to do, I came up with some ideas that you and I should take away from this whiplash of an inversion that's happened, and how you and I should think about that. Number one, the power of intellectual property is no longer the wholly owned franchise of big businesses. For many, many years, big businesses, you know, they could afford the patents, they could afford to develop them, and they could afford to build a bunch of technology that cost millions of dollars that would be rude by our current standards. But they had them, and you and I didn't have them. But today we do. We have intellectual property that we can buy, and it makes it easier for us to develop our own, right? So IP is no longer the wholly owned franchise of big business, intellectual property. Here's another one. For centuries, intellectual property provided only a marginal advantage, even for big businesses. That's the reason why all those centuries, the ratio of tangible to intangible was 80-20. It was a marginal advantage. But it has become, IP has become a two-edged sword. One edge now provides opportunity for those who leverage intangible assets more and tangible assets less. And the other side of the sword delivers disruption for those who don't. Think about that, folks. I believe that with all my heart. This applies to small business owners. One side of the sword cuts for opportunity. The other one cuts for disruption. Make sure you're on the opportunity side. Here's another one. Exciting internet resources and other digital innovations are converging and coalescing in front of our eyes. Look at your smartphone. They're coalescing in front of our eyes to make intangible assets, a much more powerful lever for all businesses. It's really becoming democratized all the way down to the last mile of small business. Here's another one. Intellectual property in the form of digital assets have evolved from two-dimensional tools like websites, right? Just places that you can go and look things up and read things. They've evolved from that to what I call to add a third dimension, which is created the virtual marketplace in cyberspace. We call it the cloud, right? I was reporting it to you back in the 90s when we called them application service providers, ASPs. Now we call it the cloud. And this is where processing power is available off-site, not on your laptop, not on your desktop, but somewhere else. But you have access to it and control of it from wherever you are, including from your smartphone. This is the metamorphosis, folks, of intangible assets from patents and trademarks and copyrights to the digital intellectual property, right? Okay, here's another one. Just because a small business never reaches the 73% intangible assets level doesn't mean you shouldn't have an intangible asset an intellectual property strategy. That's right. You're looking around saying, I'm never going to get to the point where 73% of my assets are intangible. Well, that's fine. But I bet if you look around, you'll see that more of your assets are intangible than ever before. I bet you realize that your ratio has changed, even though you may not ever get to 73-27. And finally, your intellectual property strategy should include acquired intangible assets, like software you might buy from Microsoft or whoever, as well as the kind you create, like a business process that you maintain as a trade secret. That's intellectual property, my friends, and that should be part of your strategy. In the age of the customer, a small business must have an intellectual property strategy born from the knowledge that is integral to the performance of virtually every talent and task in your business and required to maintain marketplace viability. What does your intellectual property strategy look like, my friends? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.